position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Sing a happy birthday and yet I need a birthday wish while my mind asking a question. Lord, I wonder who it will be.
Good yawning this morning. I know you ain't yawning. I know your knee's shaking. Because Ancient Man is doing it to you every time. Thank you, producer. And thank you to everybody that's already wished me a happy birthday. Thank you to the person who sent me the text that say the number did fall. I hope you all did play the number. And I hope you remember in your heart the need to share the blessings with everybody, right? Like I say, that song I learned when I was young, love is something if you give it away. That's that everything. The blessings don't become anything until you give it away, right? And that's how I was raised. When you have, you share. When you have privilege, you understand that. And you share as much as you can, right? And when it's things like ideas that don't cost no money, you share them freely. So I want to say thank you for celebrating this birthday for me. Somebody sent me a text, say 4545 came this morning. So I hope whoever played that, you had a very, very good day. But don't go hail your mummy. Listen, don't go hail your mummy. You're going to lose 20% of that because she's like the official house, right? She got to hold 20%. In fact, to all young people, let your mother hold 20%. Tell her hold it in the escrow or something. Put it on the side. That's a good thing. I also want to send, it's greetings and condolences at the same time to Leah and Anku Enius, because their father, Cleveland Enius Jr., is my birthday twin. And he'd never hesitate if he see me or even see me on the Facebook feed, he sent out a happy birthday. And make sure I get my happy birthday love at the same time. And you know, yesterday, when you texters were sharing with me sort of the appreciation of how I handled that moment with mom. And I only called two names. I got a plethora of names. I got like a long list of names of people who have just poured into my life. Some of them was just tipping over by accident and it missing splash on me, you know. And I soak it up. And some of it was intentional, right? Pouring into my life. And like one of those peoples, right? It's like Marie Searsing at the University of the Bahamas. And another one of those people is Jackson Burnside, who tell me, look here, Miss Thompson would not have had a problem with you wearing your tie to her funeral. Don't let your fear of what people think about you stop you from being you, right? And so my life has just been a blessing. You know, it's just been an amalgamation of coincidences and blessings and opportunities. And it's our job as adults to make sure that all children and young people could grow up in that same type of environment, that all children and young people get access to the same opportunities, whether it's educational or extracurricular or recreational, right? Or if it's just cultural and family island. Right? The whole Methodist Summer Youth Program, from Reg Eldon to Audrey DeVoe, right? Straight down to my brother Henry, who's now the headmaster at QC. Those were experiences that helped me to grow and understand the importance of being present, right? In any space that you are in. And so I just, it's just a plethora of people who I would have to say thank you to and have to recognize in my life. Reverend Charles Sweeten at QC, you know, who always tried to remind us to be, to move with grace. And Mr. Roberts, who every time he addressed you, lady or gentleman, to remind you of the potential in you, like in case you forgot the potential of your own greatness, right? That was his everyday mantra. And so opportunities like those, right? And experiences and interactions like those that have helped me come to the place that I am. And there's no place to stop or to rest on your laurels or nothing. I still got plenty of work to do. I get work on procrastinating and being lazy, because when you're smart, you tend to be lazy. You think hard and you wakes off, you know? I get things to work on my temper and my temperament sometimes, right? But I'm very grateful and happy to be here. And I would like to say thank you to BPL for the best birthday gift ever. I lie, it's not the best. Y'all know what the best is. The best would be continuous, uninterrupted power supply at a reasonable cost. Finally, resolving the energy crisis that has plagued Bahamians and is perhaps the single biggest obstacle to personal and collective and professional development in this country. So that was in the GIF. But the GIF is on the front page of The Guardian. Power cuts may be looming. BPL says it's facing issues with fuel logistics. I will bid on the contract to get the fuel from wherever it is to wherever it need to be. Let me know when y'all are opening up the bid so I could put in a bid. I know one boy with a scooter, and we could scooter all that fuel right from the port to where it needs to be. And I'm going to read directly from the story. We're about four paragraphs in on the front of the fold. But BPL said nothing further on the matter, even after the Nassau Guardian attempted to obtain a clearer explanation on what it meant by, quote, issues with fuel logistics, close quotes. BPL Chairman Dr. Donovan Moxey and Director of Communications Quincy Parker both declined to comment when reached. I would like to thank you very much, BPL, for this gift. First of all, I didn't think I was going to laugh first thing in the morning. I thought I would have a moment of peaceful meditation. But thank you for that immediate laugh. Secondly, thank you for the opportunity to tell people I told you so. I'm allowed to be petty for 1.5 minutes only on my birthday. And I'm going to use that 1.5 minutes to tell everybody I ever spoke to about BPL and BEC, I told you so. And now that my minute and a half of pettiness is over, okay, here's what we need, people. We need a private sector body organized, right, with the private sector and civil society to mirror or follow this journey with BPL so that we can be compiling our own information, right? We can be collecting their press statements, parsing, going through the information that they release to us and making our own determinations on what they are saying. We need, right, that's the first thing. You need a private sector oversight mechanism or body, right, to sort of monitor them so you could get a sense of what's happening all the time and the people can respond to what's happening. Second of all, forget BPL. They're having a hard time. Here's what I'm going to advise you to do. Since they gave me a gift this morning, I am going to give you a gift today. If you can invest in a small or one or multiple small power storage devices, they call them a power box, a light box, a solar box. You could get them, you could charge them in the sun. You could charge them up when the power is on. Charge up the battery so when the power goes off, you're good. Get little mini power banks for your children and your small devices, right? Keep them charged up. Create a list, like a sheet on the wall. Don't write directly on your wall, children. You can get in trouble. right? So you know what is charged, what isn't charged. Find a place to store them. Why? Because you're going to have difficulty trying to find them in the dark when you need to use them. See, that's why you need the plan. Because when you need it most, it could be dark and you ain't going to be able to find it. So have a plan. Know where all your devices are. Label them with markers. Why? Because people is teeth battery packed like lighter and pencil. They don't mean to take it. It was just in their hand. And it's so useful. And I used to be a Boy Scout. So be prepared, right? Label them. Keep them charged. Know where they are. Get your solar kits. If you live with your mommy, get her her own solar kit and keep it charged for her. Why? Let's reflect back on my story yesterday. It doesn't matter what the rules are, whether it's her solar kit that's not charged or not. When the power go off, she gonna want power. And she gonna take your box if her box ain't ready. So these are my tips to you. If you have a little income to invest in little small things, invest in little solar kits. You can get small little solar kits with a panel that you could set outside in your yard temporary. It doesn't have to be installed or, rooted in your yard in concrete. You could take it out in the sun, bring it back in the night. Invest in the things that you know you're going to need for this summer. If you cannot afford a solar box or a solar kit, I'm going to be honest with you. Invest in a bucket and Ziploc bags and make ice and put the ice in the bucket and put your feet in the bucket and look at all the people around you like you were the prince of the world, because that is the most beautiful thing on a hot summer's day, right? Just prepare yourself mentally, financially, and physically if you can, right, for this summer, because it's going to be a doozy. And thank you very much, BPL, for that wonderful, wonderful gift. It was so wonderful that you made me forget that I wanted to talk about Moultrie, the Speaker of the House and the Prime Minister. Apparently, all has been resolved. Now, I don't know what the all is, right? We don't know what the all is, but on the news yesterday, on the Guardian news break, I heard that all had been resolved. And I want to ask these quick questions before we move on. What does that mean, all matters have been resolved? That's what Moultrie said. And I didn't hear him say specifically what matters had been resolved. Will the Speaker or the PM tell us what the resolution actually is? Do we, the people they represent, have a right to know? Well, this suggests to me that both sides involved are far less concerned on the impact of their actions on and are concerned with their individual and collective political agendas. Let me repeat that. I feel like perhaps they are far less concerned on the impact of their actions on the functioning of the government and the concerns of the citizens that hire them, and far more concerned with their individual and collective political agendas. Because I was all on team Speaker of the House and ensuring that the House staff, right, are allowed to follow the protocols and are enabled to get testing for their own safety, but also to ensure the smooth functioning of governance, and in particular, the House of Assembly. I was all on that team, right? Like, I thought that was the premise of the recent protests. But it turns out maybe that wasn't it. Because surely that was a hill to die on. The safety of your staff. Like, if there was any reason, that's it right there. The safety of your staff. See, I still want to know, what were the bills? What were the matters that were supposed to be dealt with when the day was adjourned, right? Because that'll also give us a sense of whether this was just a political distraction or if this was a real issue to be concerned with. Anyway, good morning, Darwin. How you doing?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm good. Yourself?
I am good, thank you.
Enjoying your birthday so far.
Boy, look here, and the rest of the day I plan on scurrying into people's trees and out of them before they could catch me. It's going to be a great day.
That's good, that's good.
But I miss you. What you been up to?
Well, I've learned some new skills. I've been working on some Photoshop stuff recently, so I can make some nice pretty pictures of you and help to post those up on your page for you.
What? Okay, see, the first thing I thought was something bad. I was like, I could become a politician.
No.
I could Photoshop. I got a team now.
I have an aversion to politicians.
No, don't worry. Most of us do. In fact, a lot of politicians have aversions to politicians as well.
Oh, yeah,
Well, that's good to know, man. I like to see young people building up their skill base constantly.
Thank you.
Arlington, I see we got a call on the line. Let's take that call quickly just in case you got my plums. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock with Aaron Green.
Aaron, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Oh, I'm doing fine, you know, on this blessed day. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, thank
you. May God continue to bless you, to enjoy, and live to see as many as you would desire.
Thank you, thank you.
And like you, I was on that battlefield with the speaker, because like you, I also felt that that battlefield was a battlefield that you could rest your soul on. You know, you can go to your grave on. And here it is. The speaker came to Parliament, and all he said was, after telling us all of what went wrong, all he said was, all is right now. That makes absolutely no sense, and I'm very disappointed in the speaker. He owes us a full report of transparency and accountability to let us know exactly what was done, and I'm calling on him to provide it. Continue the great work, Aaron. God bless.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. I think it's an important political point, you know, and I know I was making fun of it, but the whole matter rests on the separation of powers, right? But the real question is, who does the power really sit with? Right? Who does the power really, and who vests that power in you?
Right.
Oh, it's us.
Exactly.
So why don't you ever prioritize us or center us in the thing?
Aaron, I think we know the answer to that, right?
Yeah, the answer is that it doesn't serve the political culture.
Yeah.
Right? And at the same time, I don't think it's super nefarious, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These guys aren't evil people. I could be, some of them aren't that smart. They're not evil geniuses.
Yeah.
That's not what it is. It's a political culture that overwhelms them.
Right.
But listen, let me get to the call and then to the text and then to our guests.
Yes.
Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Ms. Green. And who that is? Mr. Bo?
No, that's Mr. Thompson.
Morning.
Okay. Good morning to your guest. Ms. Green, I heard Antoine call just now, but let me piggyback off something that he said. Do you think that end right there? Let's be real.
No, it don't end right there, and that's the point.
Because, Ms. Green, do you realize, and I know you realize, the Prime Minister can't do nothing with the Speaker. The Governor General can't do nothing with the Speaker. That man has realized that he is no more use to the government, which is the FNM. So, well, you think now, honestly now, for the duration of the time before election is called God's spare life, you think Mr. Moultrie can just sit down and say, oh, it's been resolved? It can happen again. That's why Mr. Cooper spoke on something about it. And what's so dangerous about this is that government business has to be put back, has to be, in some cases, thrown into the table, because there's a riffraff, there's a personal thing going on with those two. So what resolution you think will happen in the next couple of weeks? The minute time the Prime Minister says something, then the Speaker say, you know what, let me get him back for not giving me my nomination or for this and that. This personal, Ms. Green, and you know what is so hurtful about it? That they're taking their personal business, right, and holding the Bahamian people hostage, and holding Parliament hostage, holding the members of Parliament hostage on both sides, who wants to contribute. So we ain't just saying, if you believe that this end right there, and this thing will happen again and again and again, right, those, that same Czech Chinese like talk about, he coming to see you this evening.
Man, look here, don't put the Chick Johnny in this, but you're absolutely
you.
Right. If you think that this particular moment is going to shift the political
culture.
Thank you,
man. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. If you think this moment, this exchange between the two of them is sufficient to shift political culture to the point where it won't happen again, then you're being foolish. But more importantly, you think I'm worried about what it...
Hang up and try again.
Arlington, catch
if
that for me.
Help, hang up and then dial your operator.
If you think that alone is going to shift it, you know, I think that's a foolhardy thought. But I'm far less concerned about how it impacts the engagement between the PLP and the FNM in the House, you know. What I'm concerned about is what matters of governance are not attended to when we get caught up in these political machinations. For instance, is anybody paying attention to the fire services? Is anybody paying attention to fire hydrants, urban planning? We have had, three recent events where fire trucks were unable to access water. Structures were damaged that didn't necessarily need to be damaged. Destroyed that didn't necessarily need to be destroyed. And poor people, right, is just saying, right, poor people must die because mediocre people have to live their best lives, right, with very little effort. And as long as we allow politicians to create distractions, right, to focus on the political agenda, to prioritize their personal and political agendas, the placement and protection of their party, right? As long as we allow politicians to sit and argue over which party should be allowed to debate versus what obligation do we have to the people that we are vying to serve, right? Mm-hmm. We should all, in fact, I got to get right into my show right, well, I'm going to get right into my show right now. I'm sorry, callers, I got a guess on the line, but... Right now, the coroner's inquest for Dorian deaths, right, is happening right now. Mm-hmm. And there's very little play of it. The stories are in the media, but it's obvious that it's not catching the public's attention. Mm-hmm. Right?
Not at the forefront.
Because we're distracted by this politics. Yeah. When really every single person in the House of Assembly should be on their knees, begging the people of Abaco, the descendants of those that were lost, for forgiveness. They should be praying to God for grace and mercy that the mistakes that occurred under their watch, that the dereliction of duty that occurred under their watch, and not just in the storm, but post-storm, can be resolved with the minimal trauma to those involved. Mm-hmm. See, it ain't about politics, it's always about governance. And what gets left behind when we not doing our jobs. See, when you're a civil servant, when you work for government, when I grew up, the thing where you be a civil servant, you never get fired. Mm-hmm. Job for life, do what you want. You can never get fired from civil service.
That's what we look at it still.
But you know why you get that paycheck and you haven't gotten a pay cut yet? And politicians, you haven't gotten a pay cut yet? Because you're expected to perform beyond the minimum. But post-Dorian and during the pandemic, you are expected to perform above and beyond any standard ever set before. Just in case you didn't realize it, you're in the Queen's Army. That's what the civil service is. Mm-hmm. It's the Queen's Army. And if you say, well, I don't wait for the Queen, well, then who are you waiting for? You're waiting for the people. It's the people's army. And you getting paid when other people aren't to do your job. Because people rely on you doing the bare minimum for their survival. And that's what it is. That's what it is. I am so sorry. Okay, let me apologize to everybody. It's my birthday. I got a little excited with the BPL and the birthday wishes and thing. So let me read these texts dead quick. Then we go into the caller. Then we go into a break, and then we go into the guests. Good morning. Summer's here. I caught the latter of your convo about the solar kit. Where can I get it, please? I can't advertise on the show for people who ain't paying for advertisements, but if you hit me up, you could find one. But if you go online and search, they are everywhere. Miss Green, election soon, 2, straight, maybe 3. Lady Green, what is your cell so I could see you? Some top-up for your birthday. Enjoy the show. My favorite hour is 10 a.m. I'm going to give you my cell number right now. Arlington, could I send it by text on the same device? I could send it by text. I can't give everybody the number. Good morning, Aaron, a.k.a. Chick Chani Queen. Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Another text. I was on Team Minutes because everyone know people from Baintown know how to fight. We are not encouraging any fighting. Remember, we told the Prime Minister to put down them war talks. Don't never come into the House of Assembly engaging in that dangerous rhetoric. The people of the Bahamas do not want it. If all matters are resolved between the Speaker of the House and the PM, so you mean we, the public, will not get to see the celebrity boxing match between them? To Miss Green, I was really looking forward to see that fight. No, we're not going to let them fight. And if anything, here's what we're going to do. Park in. Instead of the police, you know how the uniformed forces and the politicians play each other? We're going to make them play park in. Mm-hmm. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning. Caller, you're on the clock. Hello.
Is this Bernadette?
I hate to say it, but yes, this may in fact be Bernadette Green.
Happy birthday. This is your sister.
Well, thank you very much, sister. Thank you very much. You calling from
happy one.
Oh, please.
Happy birthday.
Why, thank you very much. Yeah.
Let me find another one.
Boy, look here. They call in from a far, far way, people. So thank you very much for your patience. Thank you. Happy. Look here. Thank you. I hope you guys are having a great day. Thank you. Now, listen, audience. I had to take that call. I upset I take the call now because that means I ain't getting no gift from them. That was my gift. But that was a wonderful gift. It's a super duper gift. Thank you very much. Okay, guys, we got to get to a break. I got to bring my guest in. We got to talk about Mental Health Awareness Month. You're listening to Guardian 96.9 FM. We will be right back after this break.
Have an outstanding real property tax bill? Take advantage of our real property tax forgiveness program. Bring your account to zero and receive a 50% discount on your outstanding tax and surcharge past 180 days. Or get a payment plan. Make a 25% deposit on your outstanding tax, receive a 100% waiver on the surcharge, and pay the difference within 36 months, interest-free. Contact the Department of Inland Revenue at 225-5778 or email us at rptforgive@bahamas.gov.ps. Offer ends May 31st.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
First thing what I can do, get on my knees and thanking you, Lord. God, you brought me through a rocky road. Last year I was so scared, crashed my car and almost dead. I even break my leg, but I am still here. You see that my birthday, come again, my birthday, come again, my birthday, come again. How old am I now? My birthday.
Good morning. You are on the clock with Aaron Green, and today is Tuesday, May the 4th, 2021. Listen, if you don't want to tune in on your radio, remember we're streaming live audio and video on GuardianTalkRadio.com. Or you could listen in on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or Flow, channel 612. Or download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed. Or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. Or you could text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-4796. That's powered by BTC, standard tax rate supply, or call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. I have a brief ad for you. The census goes digital. During the months of April to July, the Department of Statistics will be conducting a listing exercise to build a database to support the first ever national census data collection via a digital and online process. The listing exercise will include all buildings and dwellings in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and the Family Islands will be listed by enumeration district. This message was brought to you by the Department of Statistics. Well, good morning, everyone. So, my guest this morning is Dr. Nyambi Hall Campbell Dean from the University of the Bahamas. Good morning, Doctor.
And happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I know we're a little short on time. I want to forgive you. I got a little excited. With a part of what I wanted to say to the people was, right, like a part of my sort of mental health practice, like around my birthday is, I am responsible for celebrating my birthday, mm-hmm. right? And I am responsible for bringing the joy into my life on my birthday. Mm-hmm. So when it's my birthday, I just call the people who I want to tell me happy birthday and remind them it's my birthday. I don't wait for them, and I don't have the expectation that they would remember because they are busy people with their own lives.
Right.
And so a part of my mental health practice, or like around my birthday, is I celebrate it and I find the small things, right? Like, I don't always have a lot of money, so I find the free things and the small things and the fun things to bring joy to my birthday. And I'm so happy to have you here for Mental Health Awareness Month and to talk about some of the events that are going on at the University of the Bahamas for the month, but also to share some information with the general public and with people who may have been victims of the recent devastating fire on Jenny Street off Balfour Avenue, or people related to victims of the fire.
Indeed. Oh, okay. So thank you again, Erin, for bringing awareness to the issue of mental health. And, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do this month is exactly what you said that you do for your birthday. Just give people tips and tools as to how they can enhance their mental health. And also bring awareness to the fact that mental health is health too. And so this project is out of the University of the Bahamas, but also in association with the Bahamas Psychological Association, the Bahamas Mental Health Association.
Still there?
To bring this month into existence, we have a Facebook page that outlines a month full of activities that we're doing, as well as videos and tips as to how you can enhance your mental health. And so the next you were asking for what can we do for the mental health of those that have just experienced the crisis of the fire?
Yeah, let's get right into that.
Sure. So one of the things that we want to acknowledge is that when people are experiencing crises such as these, especially those that come suddenly and out of nowhere, we try to employ what we would refer to as psychological first aid, right? Mm-hmm. And so psychological first aid has a number of different steps. You want to prepare, look, listen, and then link, right? And so, you know, fire is one of those things, unlike hurricane season, we know hurricane season comes every year, right? Mm-hmm. We know what we need to do to prepare for a hurricane. There are some things that we can do to prepare for fires, but for the most part, those are unexpected events. So the first step is to try to be prepared about what the crisis occurs. The second is to We want to look and see, are these people that experienced the fire, are they now actually out of harm's way, right? Mm-hmm. We know that the fire is over, but are they in places where they can be safe in terms of their housing and access to food, shelter, and clothing? Mm-hmm. And then we want to listen to them, right? I know sometimes when we hear about the fires, everybody goes in their closet and they start pulling out, you know, clothes or shoes and everything that they can donate. And this is useful, but this might not be the time at which, you know, you say, come get these clothes I have here, because they're still probably traumatized for the most part. So the most effective thing that you could do for persons in this state is just to listen to them, right? Make contact with them. Ask them specifically what it is that they need, instead of assuming that, well, your house burned down, you need clothes, and giving that to them, because that might not be the foremost thing on their mind right now. So we want to be able to listen to them, assure that they are in safe spaces, and help them to feel calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then once you do that, you want to try to be able to link them with spaces that can give them the services that they need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What advice can you give to family and friends and people who work in the support services, right, that are going to interact with victims immediately and, you know, short-term and long-term post the fire? What type of advice can you offer those people, right, or one or two tips for those people who are supporting the victims of a crisis like this?
Well, in a crisis like this, or in all crises, I think the listening part is very important. You don't want to pressure someone to tell you their story, right? So you don't want to go in with, well, where you was when the fire started? Well, you didn't see the fire? Well, why you didn't get call this one? Or, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. start asking them about what they did or what they didn't do, and pressure them to tell their experience. If they want to talk about it, then they may share with you. If they don't want to talk about it, then that should be fine as well. You don't want to necessarily give them your opinions of what they should do or what they should have done, right? Well, mm-hmm. Well, if that was me, I would have. Right. We don't want to go into the shoulda, coulda, woulda, because those can be very frustrating for people in those situations. You want to try to not judge where they are or the steps that they are taking. Right. So like I said, you may feel like, oh, well, you need clothes, and they reject any offers of clothes.
Yeah.
You don't want to say, well, you know, what's wrong with you? This is what you need. And you bite in the hand that feeds you, and then just cut them off because they're not accepting the type of help that you want to give them, right? So these are some of the things that we can try to do. Just be open and try and listen.
Absolutely. So this weekend and yesterday, the university hosted two events. One was Mental Health in the Maafa, and one was It's All Health, Mind and Body Connection, on the relationship between mental and physical health. What other events are coming up and can we participate in or tune into during this month?
Absolutely. Well, all month we are going to be doing a book club where we are reading The Strong One, written by Dr. Giovanna Jones, and we'll be going through that book to really help. It was written focused on women, but actually men can get a lot out of it too. We have a book club with the primary schools. Our next webinar is going to be on May 11th, and that's what we are entitling, a series of talks that we are entitling Mental Health Goes to Church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about that, to show that, you know, you can have Jesus and a therapist. The two are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
And so that is going to be on May 11th. Dr. Tracy King is the psychologist that is doing that presentation. All month, you can go to Dairy Queen and get a blizzard. Mm-hmm. And proceeds will go to mental health awareness. Okay. So there's just a whole bunch of things that you can find on our Facebook page, Bahamas Mental Health Awareness Month.
Absolutely. So I got a text here, right? And the text mm-hmm. says, tell your guests, by the way, people drive in Nassau, over 80% of the people have mental health issues. By the way, people have mental health issues. So I've taken that a little tongue in cheek, and I'm mm-hmm. going to ask the question, how do I know if I'm experiencing a mental health crisis?
Right. That's a good question. And even though it's tongue in cheek, I think it kind of speaks to one of the things that we do want to highlight is that mental health is very prevalent. The World Health Organization says that depression is probably the leading disease facing our population today, right? So issues of mental health are very prevalent and common. Some of the things that you would want to note if you feel like you are struggling specifically with a mental health disease or disorder or crisis, what is your daily functioning look like, right? So maybe you used to wake up every day and get dressed and go to work and, you know, come home and work out. Are certain things in your routine now becoming very labored? Does it take you a longer time to do the things that you used to do? Are you losing joy in the things that you once used to bring you joy, right? Do people around you notice the difference in your affect or your mood? Are you isolating yourself from events that you once used to enjoy doing? Right. So you really want to look at what your pattern of behavior was. And now how are those things, are they changing? And are those changes affecting you in a way that yourself and your family and your community is noticing is not to your advantage?
Right. See, when you were speaking there, I just thought, I was like, okay, that sounds like adulting to me. Right. That sounds right? like adulting to me. Oh, boy, this is a slippery slope. But, you know, the truth is, as an advocate, I'm quick to point out that, hey, a lot of the things that we sort of isolate, you know, a lot of experiences people are having, we sort of isolate them and say, oh, well, this person is, you know, they're really having a mental health issue. When really they just have frustration due to uncertainty around issues like housing right. and employment. Right. And uncertainty around issues like housing and employment can cause, I think, long term anxiety yeah. and depression. Right.
Absolutely.
And so Absolutely. how do we have these conversations with young people and prepare them for adulthood? Because in many ways, adulthood could look like depression. Right. Like for some young people, they're like, hold on, is this what it is? Get up, go to work, come home.
Yeah.
Look at my wallet.
Well, yeah, especially my generation.
Yeah, go on, doctor.
No, well, I mean, in our seminar yesterday, Dr. Neville was talking about that depression is such a horrible word for what the issues around depression are. And I always have to be careful and note that I'm not a clinician or a counselor, right? That's not my area. But even just to speak about it, like, because depression is a word that we throw around so loosely, we sometimes don't really connect that it is a real disease and that there is also a biological component to mm-hmm. depression,
yeah.
right? It's not just a feeling that comes and goes, but there's a persistence to it. And some factors that you would want to look at. And that's why it's important to have mental health check-ins, right? The same way that you go to your doctor and check your blood pressure or, you know, your sugar, check your mental health, you know, talk to a counselor once a year. And the reason is you may have good friends and you may have good family, but a counselor is someone who has no personal vested interest in the outcome of the decisions that you make, mm-hmm. right? So you can tell them what it is that you're feeling and how you're doing, and they can give you a professional response that is not personal to them.
Absolutely. So you work at the University of the Bahamas, right?
Yes.
What type of services are available on campus or can be accessed by students or staff or the public through the university?
That's a good question, because so many of our students are not aware that we do have academic counseling as well as psychological counseling on campus. We have a career center and an academic counseling center that will provide counseling around specific issues to students, just adjustment issues to college, as well as more personal life issues. We also have a university, we used to have a university psychologist, but a psychiatrist now. Dr. Timothy Barrett is on staff for students as well as faculty to access the services. So there are a number of places on campus where your mental health can be checked on.
Great.
And I always tell the students, use it now while it's free. Right? Because the moment you step across the stage, you have to pay somebody out.
Yes, please.
Service. So use it for sure.
And I would say to young people, like, if you sort of apprehensive, it's free, right? So go in. Check out a counselor. If you don't like that counselor, know and understand you are under no obligation to continue with that counselor.
That's a very good point.
You
yeah.
could get another.
Because everyone is not going to be for you, right? So yeah. sometimes it's the fit. The same way every doctor is not for you, you have to find that fit. But you don't want to throw away the whole thing and say, oh, this psychology thing isn't for me, mm-hmm. right? You just got to kind of work it.
And I would say to people, like, if you are not Christian, feel comfortable telling the therapist or counselor, look, I'm not a Christian.
Right.
I don't subscribe to those particular beliefs. Or say, I used to be a Christian, because your counselor may be someone who works a lot with people who are transitioning in and out of the church, you know?
Right.
And you'd be surprised how sharing those little bits of information can help.
Absolutely. You want to work with someone who you can feel that you can be completely honest with.
Absolutely. Dr. Hall Campbell-Dean, I have to have you back on again before the month is out, or maybe other members of the organizing committee for the month of May and Mental Health Month. This is a wonderful discussion, one that has to be consistent. Because I think that's how we grow culture and grow an appreciation for mental health awareness and services, is to inundate, right? To inundate the public consciousness with information about it.
Yes, we would love to do that. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, don't go just yet. One of these, a couple of these texts may speak to you and you may feel to respond.
Sure.
Good morning. Do you have a counselor for a person off campus? Perfect. Can you make any recommendations or referrals to where people can go for counseling off campus?
Well, the Community Counseling and Assessment Center on Collins Avenue is the space where you can walk in and receive free counseling services. That is a government funded center. But also, I think the Bahamas Psychological Association has a list of psychologists and counselors. And then if you look at our Bahamas Mental Health Awareness page, there's a video that has a list of mental health professionals in the Bahamas saying mental health is health too. Mm-hmm. And so those are names that you could go on and find someone from that video as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Another text. Good morning. My home was severely damaged by Dorian after evacuating to Nassau. A friend would not listen to me. Her response was, why don't you move to the USA? Mm-hmm. This type of unsolicited advice continued until I ghosted her.
Yeah. And that's another thing, right, with adulting or with sharing your story. Everybody is not in a space to hear your heart, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And so we have to, now in the same way you have to navigate what type of counselor you would go to, you now have to navigate who is worthy of hearing your heart, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody is not able or willing. Right. And it's not that necessarily that they don't care, but they just might not have the capacity to do that. And so you want to make sure that you just take your story to somewhere else and try not to take that personally.
Absolutely. Thank you. Another text here. Text I'm going to read this part. In regards to the fire, it's a tragedy, and my thoughts and prayers are with all those that are affected. I don't think any political entity should be using such tragedy as a springboard for political brownie points. I find that disgraceful. They should be calling for a collaborative effort across party lines. These people need help, not to be used for political advancement. I agree, and I think this sort of treatment can lead to an environment where people are unable to maintain a healthy mental health balance, right? Because I should be able to rely on you to provide the things I need for my survival if that's your job. It shouldn't be a matter of politics. It should always be a matter of governance. And the trust, I think the trust deficit that, you know, builds up in many ways, like, you know, we don't trust the state to live up to its obligations, which can exacerbate a different situation. Like, I don't trust my parents or the people who are responsible for me to take care of me. And so a lot of people are becoming disgusted with politics. Because it leaves them feeling uncomfortable.
Right. And the leader of the opposition actually made an advertisement describing that same feeling.
Yeah.
You know, we've all seen it. We're all cynical with politics, and I think he knows why, too.
Yeah, that's the irony, eh? Anyway, thank you, Doctor. I don't want to bring you into the politics side of it. Another text here. The infrastructure in this country is old and in need of major upgrades. Those fires prove the point, but I believe with more time, this Minnis-led government can do even greater works. Well, with more time and a shift in political culture and a focus on governance, they got the stuff to do it. It's all Bahamians. They're all talented. Mm-hmm. To get through these last texts, happy birthday, thank you. The speaker looking for an increase in the seats so as to get a nomination. Just resign so an election can be called. That's one way to do it, but I don't know if that is advantageous for the voter. It's advantageous for politicians, but not necessarily for the voter. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. If that's my other sister, Arlington, what a birthday. All my family from all over the world trying to call me. What a time. Look here. And so, Dr. Campbell Hall, thank you very much. I can see we are all out of time.
Thank today. You.
Like I said, I'm going to have you or members of your team, if they are available, on before the end of the month. It should be obvious to everyone in country that mental health awareness is one of our, you know, biggest focus, or should be our biggest focus right now. The government is doing its best and trying very hard to hold things together as we navigate this pandemic and the state of emergency. But I must implore them to shift focus and ensure that they are concerned about and providing services for policy about the mental health implications, right, for people in this pandemic, with the uncertainty and the frustration and the loss of life. It's the one thing I would tell them to do. I hear that music, Arlington. That means it's my time. You've been tuned into 96.9 FM. Don't forget this day, because it is May the 4th, 2021. That's my birthday. It come again. It's been wonderful spending this morning with you, Bahamas. If you win that little thing, share a little bit with somebody else who you know needs it. Just a little piece of your heart today. That's all we need, a little piece of your heart. Thank you so much, Bahamas. Stay tuned to 96.9 FM, because Levon Miller and Unleashed is up next.
So I can party all night.